Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Pei Beis. Kilayim Pei Beis, the third to last daf here in Maseches Kilayim. And we continue our discussion of Pei Aleph and Beis, getting into burial in Eretz Yisrael. How did we get into this whole discussion? We spoke a few days ago about Tachrichin, about using Kilayim for Tachrichin of a Beis, and the fact that there is no issue of kilayim. That was back on Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph, where the Mishnah said, Tachriche Hameis Ein Bamishum Kilayim. There is no issue of kilayim, but Tachriche Hameis. We discussed then that the Tachrichin of Hameis does not afford any hana'a to the person when the person is dead, and therefore there's no issue of kilayim when it comes to Tachriche Hameis. That's how we got into this whole discussion of Agarata. Relating to burial and burial in Eretz Yisrael and different minhagim and the like. I referred to an Abar Benel yesterday that Bez Hashem will get to a little bit later when we see that in the Gemara. But we are on Pei Aleph Amabez, and we just had the beautiful line of Ula, where Ula says, Ein Adome, someone who dies in the Cheik Imo, in its bosom of its mother, to someone who dies b'cheik nachriya, and that's the reference to Eretz Yisrael being like the mother of Am Yisrael. It's also Gemara in Ksubis, Taf Kuf Yud Aleph and Ibn Aleph in the Bavli, and that's the quote in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does quote this idea of burial in Eretz Yisrael and dying in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what Ula wanted, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim discuss in Shin Sama Gimel. The Pisrei Tshuva has a whole discussion about connecting and bearing in Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, but first let's continue now from where we're up to. Rabbi Meir, Havi Idmech Le Baasya. He was dying and he was very ill in Asya, somewhere in Asia, away from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, we're about 8 lines from the bottom on Pei Aleph Amabez. Amar, Emron the Bnei Aradi Yisrael. So our mayor says, tell the people of Eretz Yisrael, Ha Meshichachon Ditchon. Your Mashiach is coming to you. Your Mashiach is coming to you. Well, he's calling himself Mashiach. What kind of lashon is that? That, see the Mara Fulda, Mashiachon Ditchon, Sheyashgichu Alav Laha'alosu Lekover Baretz. He wants to make sure that they take care of him and make sure that they know that he wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I'm coming to you. What's the lashon of Mashichon? What's that lashon? So maybe it's because Reb Meir was always the one who was known as Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Remember Rabbi Meir Shita? Kiddush Olam Advav in the Bavli. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, you are children of Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends if you're acting like children of Hashem. Bizman Sha'atem Noagim Minag Banim Atem Kriim Banim. If you're acting like children then, of Hashem, then you're known as children of Hashem. Be'enatam Noagim Minag Banim, Enatam Kriim Banim. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends on how you act. Rabbi Meir says, Na benkach uvenkach atem kriyim banim. You are always children of Hashem. There's a beautiful Maharal in Netzach Yisrael on this. I think it's in Perek Yud Aleph where the Maharal discusses. A father is always a father. Right? It doesn't matter what his son does. A father is always a father. That's what Rabbi Meir says about our relationship with Hashem. Shenamar, and it doesn't matter, we're still called banim even when we're disrespectful and even when we don't have emunah and even when we're over the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Meir says we're always banim. We're always banim to Hashem, and maybe that's what he's alluding to. So I think one of the Akronim said that that I'm your Mashiach, and I promulgated that attitude of no matter what we do, we're connected and Hashem loves us. And we always have to remember that. So anyway, so Rabbi Meir says as he's dying in Asia, please remember where I want to be buried. Right? Unlike the tshuva we mentioned in the last year about Moses Montefiore, who expressed implicitly the other way. Afilu, we continue now. Afilu Cain, and even so, even though he gave clear instructions not to bury him in Chutz La'aretz, Amar Lon Yavi Arsi Al Geif Yama. When I die, put my coffin on the water. Why? Because even in temporarily, I don't want to be in the dirt of Chutz La'aretz, and I know all waters are connected. So Eretz Yisrael is next to the water, as we'll see. So if you put me in the water, that'll be again like on the first step, getting to Eretz Yisrael. So what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Henichu mitasi al svas hayam v'hitavo me'eleha le'Eretz Yisrael. Right, put me on the edge of the river, and it'll get to Eretz Yisrael. V'hachi havei, and says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's what happened. V'nikvar b'Tveria. And that's where Rabbi Meir is buried in Tveria, because he put him on the water, and somehow it was all connected. Even though the Kinneret is a lake, and it's surrounded by land, you want to say the Mediterranean? Okay, that's connected to all the oceans. But here, how is the sea connected? But that's where Rav Chaim Gnevsky says how we got to Tveria. But back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by water, or is connected to water, Dichsiv? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kihu al Yamim Yisada. Because it, Eretz Yisrael, has been established with seas, va'al naharos yichoneneha, and through rivers it has become established. And the Gemara says, Shiva yamim soven Eretz Yisrael. There are seven waters, lakes, that are surround Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we don't know what all of these are today. And many of them, a number of them seem to have dried up since. Right, but we don't know, and also Eretz Yisrael here doesn't have to be the borders of the modern state of Israel, right? More north into Lebanon and into Syria was biblical Eretz Yisrael, and further east, a little bit on top. But what are the ones that we know? Yama Rabba, the Great Yam, right? So that's known as the Yama Tichon, the Mediterranean. That's what we assume. Why is it called the Yama Rabba? Some say because it's connected to the oceans. Either Yama Rabba, Yama de Tveria, as we know, the Yam of Tveria, what we call the Kinneret, Yama de Samchu. These we start getting a little iffy. What these are? Yama de Samchu. Some say it's the Lake of Chula. The Chula up north is there's the Chula Valley. So maybe there's a little lake there now, and a lot of migration of birds there. But maybe there's some lake up there. Yeah, and the Yama de Milcha, right? The Dead Sea, the salt. Yama de Chulsa, Yama de Shilyas, Yama de Apamya. So we're not exactly sure what those are. But you see, there's a lot of water connected to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of lakes surrounding it, and that's what Rameyer says, put me on the water, so, you know, eventually I'll get to Eretz Yisrael. Avayika Yama de Chametz, isn't there another one? Another Yam of Chametz? And says the Gemara, that's an artificial lake. Diklatianis, Hikva Naharos Vaso. That was Diklatianus. Diklatianus was some type of king that he made this artificial man-made lake. So that doesn't count. All the other ones are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Once we're on the topic of the Yam of Tveria and the Kinneret and a little bit about water, Ksiv v'nishkafa al pnei hayishimon. The pasuk says, towards the end of Bamidbar, right, the whole pasuk is Mibamos Hagai Asher B'Stei Moav Rosh HaPiska V'Nishkaf HaPnei Shimon, one of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So we say that is alluding to the Be'er of Miriam, the water source that traveled with them in the desert. Some say it was a rock, some say it was a well, but where is it now? Amar Rebbe Chiya Barba, Kol Mishu Olalah Har Yishimon. If somebody goes up to Har Yishimon, right, that's what this is talking about, this pasuk, and you look towards the Kinneret, and you see in the reflection or some type of mirage of a sieve in the Yam, Zui Be'erish Miriam. You know exactly that spot? That spot is the Be'er of Miriam. So if you want to use, there's some stories in the Rishonim about magical waters, and they knew exactly where this was, and you go get water from there, and it has special healing power. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'aruna Rabbanan, the Rabbanan estimated, remember Rabbi Yochanan was around Tveria, that's where he lived, that's where his center of life was. V'ha'hi mechuvna, it is exactly parallel, kol kavil tara mitziyasa, parallel to the middle gate, de kenishta tikta of the old shul, de Sarungin. In the old shul of Sarungin, that's the old name of a place, so exactly across from the middle gate, you parallel that, you draw a line to the middle of the water, and somehow that's where the Be'er of Miriam is. Be'er of Miriam, we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, that there were three great miracles that happened in the Midbar, the Be'er of Miriam, and the Mon, and the Anane HaKavod, each of them being Bishus, one of the great biblical figures from that time period, right? Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. Miriam, the Bishus Miriam was the Be'er, Bishus Aaron was the Anane HaKavod, and Bishus Moshe was the Mon. And the Gemara even says that after Miriam died, the Anani HaKavod disappeared for momentarily. Right? And that's why some nations thought that there were open prey and they said, we're going to attack us. But it came back, Bishus Aaron and Moshe. And then when Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod left. But they both came back, Bishus Moshe. And when Moshe died, so then the Mon stopped and all three stopped. And it was Ki'ilu, all of them stopped in at one time because there were no more. There is a question that the Achronim ask and that is, why is it that we have a holiday only for one of those three? Right? There's no holiday for the man. Right? The most we get is Lechem Mishnah. There's no holiday for the Be'er of Miriam. We do nothing for the Be'er of Miriam. Right? Nothing. What do? Right? But for the Ani HaKavod, of course, we have a whole 7-day holiday of Sukkos. Right? So why is it that only the Ani HaKavod get a holiday and not the other? So there are various answers given to that question. I'll just mention one. The Chidah quotes, but also I'll read it from the Mabit. The Mabit in Beis Elokim in Shar HaYesodos. The Beis Elokim is the Hashkafic Sefer written by the Mabit. Right? The Kiryat Sefer is the Sefer on the Rambam that was written by the Mabit. His contemporary, the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, it's more popular. Okay, we learn more at the Kesef Mishnah because it's also on the page. It goes through all the sources of the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Kiryat Sefer, but the Hashkafa Sefer of the Mabit is in the Beis Elokim. He has three Sharim: Shar Tfilah, Shar HaTshuva, and Shar HaYesodos. Right, those are the three sections of the Beis Elokim. So says the Beis Elokim in Shar HaYesodos Perak Lama Zayin. V'roi losis tamba makom zeh. Lama lamashareinu shulva chagasukas remes lani akavin. Why is it that Sukkis we have a remes, we have a holiday for the clouds of glory? V'lo hukva shum remes l'neis habe'er v'haman shiismidu gamkin kol arbaim shana. Those also were for 40 years straight. Shahayu b'midbar b'schus ha'achim haroim. They were b'schus the great brothers. Right? V'efshalomar, and Miriam. V'efshalomar, he says, ki gam sha-be'er v'amon o yunisim ufor samim lein kol. Even though the be'er and the mon were open miracles that were totally visible to all, v'ismidu kol arboim shana, and they lasted for 40 years, kivan sha-yadavar hechrechi, she'i efshar b'li mitziyusam klal, lohukva remez lahem. They were miraculous, but if Hashem takes 2 million people out to the desert, He has to give us bread and water. What, he's going to take us out and make us starve? So he has to give us bread and water. That's basic necessities. He had to do it in a miraculous way because we were in the Midbar. But those were basic necessities. Those don't reflect Hashem's unbelievable love for us. Because he had to do it. Right? When a parent buys their child socks and underwear and undershirts, okay, a parent has to do it. It doesn't show the actual love. If he buys him a gold watch, if he buys him a car, buys him stuff that he doesn't need, even though nowadays people might argue about what's needed, but in general, if he buys something beyond, so that shows the love. Anani HaKavod weren't needed, bedafka. Aval Anani HaKavod shelo hayu kol kach hechrechi kemo heim. It wasn't as necessary as the bread and the water, the man and the be'er. Ela kedei shelo yihi b'choriv b'yom v'karech b'layla. It gave us extra special protection. Hukvu yimei achag l'ramei zinyonam. To show us, to reflect Hashem's great love for us. Ki gam b'davar shelo haya hechrechi kemachlu mishteh. I saw recently a beautiful Sfasemes that we could add on to this. The Sfasemes writes that we have three Chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and we have Chagim de Rabbanon that are parallel to the Chagim de Oraisa. And he says that Shavuos is Keneged Purim, because there was another Kabbalah Satorah, Kimu Vakiblu, and Sukkos is Keneged Chanukah. There's a lot of parallels between Chanukah and Sukkot. We go through a lot. Another reason why it's 8 days and not 7 days, but there are many parallels. But one fascinating ha'ara, one could say, is that according to this approach of the Mabit, the whole idea of Sukkot is because Hashem gave us a nace we didn't need. It went above and beyond, right? The Be'er and the Mon, we needed. But this nace, did we really need this nace? Hashem did it for us to show His love for us. And that's the famous if you know it, but we'll say it now, right, the comment of the Pnei Yoshua in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, right, why do we even need the nace of the Pach Shemen, of the oil? We could give Tameh oil, that's the only oil you have, Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, Duchuy B'tzibur, it's what we even need the nace for. So what is the Pnei Yoshua, different answers given, what does the Pnei Yoshua say? It's to show Hashem's love for us. You're right, we didn't need the nace, but to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing love for us, that's why Hashem performed the nace. That's a beautiful parallel between Chanukah and Sukkot, in terms of both of them being the holidays that are based on an ace that was not needed, but it was just to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Interesting that Sfas Emes says, and Pesach, what's that, the Rabbanan of Pesach? That we wait for that holiday. Wait for that holiday that's going to be connected to Pesach. So who knows? Some might say we have the holidays of connected to freedom of Geula. You know, some of those might have brought us back to Eretz Yisrael as well, so we'll see when Mashiach comes to know exactly for sure what is the holiday that's exactly parallel to Pesach. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yoch, where are we? We finished Rabbi Yochanan, two dots. Rabbi Bar Kiriya of Rebbe Lazar, Havin Metayelin Biztarin. Right, these great rabbis were taking a walk on the highway. Roa, Rono, Shayubon, Mechutz Laaretz, Laaretz. They saw coffins going, people who died in Chutz Laaretz that were coming to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Alma Rebbe Bar Kiriya of Rebbe Lazar. Ma Ho'ilu. What do these people think that they're accomplishing by getting buried in Eretz Yisrael? Unbelievable. Ilu ani kore alehem. If, well, shouldn't I say about them? V'nachalasi samtem l'toeva b'chayechem. You put my nachala as an abomination in your life. V'tavo v'tatamu etz arzi b'misaschem. And when you die, you're being metame your my land. What are you doing? It wasn't worth it to live here. You only want to get to die here. You want to get some schuyos without. Very strong. Amar le. So what does Rebbe Lazar answer? Kiva shemegin l'Eretz Yisrael heinot l'ngush afar. Once they come to Eretz Yisrael, they touch the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. And that itself gives them a schus. Dechsiv v'chiper admaso amo. And the adama will give a kapara for the nation. So this is the issue of burial in Eretz Yisrael. The Abarbanel that I was referring to yesterday is on the last page of Bereshis. The last page of Vayechi, the Abarbanel talks about this. And he's not so sure. He's not so sure about just getting buried in Eretz Yisrael, if you didn't live there. If you didn't live there, he says, if somebody was a great tzaddik, and it was as if he was living Be'eretz Achayim, wherever he was in the world, so then, okay, I can understand. And then they come, so then they will fit in, so to speak. But there are Anashim Rabim that didn't do any mitzvahs in their life. And they want to just get the kvur of Eretz Yisrael. Does this fit with their life? So the Abarbanel is not so clear. Again, the Rebbe Lazar and our Gemara sounds like, yeah, at least they get this. At least they get this. There is an important tshuva, though, of the Maharshdam. The Maharshdam. The Maharshdam in Yoredeya Simen Reish Gimel says, if you put all Chazals together, put this Gemara here in Kilayim with the Gemara at the end of Subis, there seem to be really four approaches, four opinions of Chazal about being buried in Eretz Yisrael if you didn't live there and didn't die there. Number one, Shekfuras Aguf Ba'aretz Afilu Sheyatza Neshama Chutz Laaretz Moel Kilu Meis V'Nikbar Sham. We had this yesterday, right? One day. That the Kfura in Eretz Yisrael is as if you died there. So it's great. Number two, Be'emes Shimayla Aval Eino Kolkach V'ish Hevdo B'Neim. Number two, it's a good thing. It brings Kapara, but it's not the same as if you died there. It's not the same level. Number three, it's meaningless. Ein hana klau. Kinira mi divrei ula. Right? What did ula say in yesterday's daf? What? Mahoil. What's going on here? Like, what are they bringing? What is it? How is it having an effect? Number three. And number four, there's a grius and a chova. And it's a negative. It's a negative. Achei efshar lomar. Shekfuras aguf ba'aretz. B'yitzias neshama chutz la'aretz. Da'ein velo v'rafia v'yadan. So what do you say? So the Maharshtam says, Mikol Malkam Nira Vadai, it seems that Halacha Lamaisa, it's a schus. It's a schus for the mace. Why? Because it seems like these opinions, this daya that we have here in our Gemara of Rebbe Ben Bar Kiriya is not quoted in the Bavli. It's not quoted in the Bavli. It must be that the shitas of the Bavli, which is, it's a great thing, or it's a okay thing, right? So those are the shitas that we, those shitas, Ksubas Kufyat Aleph, those are the shitas that we follow, and not the shitas of the Yerushalmi. Vim kein ein safek, ends the Maharshdam. Sheroi livsok halacha lemaisa ketama didon, Davi Basra. Gemar shekasvu ha-paskanim b'harbi mekomos. Vim kein vada yeshlo nalomar, shafidlu ha-meis b'chutz la-aretz, zuchus umayla yeshlo, likaver gufo, o atzmosav ba-aretz. So it must be that this is the Lamaisa we were passing like the Bavli, and that's why it would be something positive. And again, that's what the Rishonim seem to say. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says in the fifth parak, which is his parak all about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael and all the beautiful Chazals and they kissed the ground, says the Rambam, Halacha Yud Aleph, Kol Ashok Amr Chacham, Kol Ashok in Eretz Yisrael Avonosa Mechulin. Whoever resides in the land of Israel will have his sins forgiven. Shneamar Ubal Yomar Shenkein Chalisi Am. Right based on the Gemara, Afilu Halach Ba Arba Amos Zochel Lachayi Olam Haba. V'Chol Akover Ba niskaper lo. Whoever is buried in it, in niskaper lo, ki ilu hamakom shehu bo mizbeach kapara. The ground is a mizbeach, shenemar v'chiper an maso amo. That's the Veina Domek, Kaldasa Mikhaim, Lemish, Kaldasa Lachamisa, but you can't compare somebody who got here while he was still alive. Right? Kaldasa Mikhaim, Kaldasa Lachamisa, Vafal Pikain, still, Gdole Chachamim Hayu Molichin Es Meisein L'Sham. The great rabbis in the Gemara used to bring those that were Nifter and Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Tsei V'Lamad, and the Rambam says, you don't even have to look in Chazal, Tsei V'Lamad, Mi Yaakov Avinu V'Yosef Atzadik. What about Yaakov and Yosef, right? You don't have to look farther than that. Again, they were people who wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, and they couldn't for various ones reasons, and therefore they always had their sights set on Eretz Yisrael as well. There is this last line of Notzlin Gush Afar Umanichen Al Aronan, putting a piece of dirt. So that's quoted in that Rambam that I just read. That Gosma Manios quotes this minag. It's quoted in the Arzah Ruah also, of putting some dirt of Eretz Yisrael in the coffin, mikan nira smach, says the Agos Mamanios. L'mashenogu laniach ofrem Eretz Yisrael al amesim, af agav dehidi Yerushalmi ayrib Eretz Yisrael. Even though in the Gemara here is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, they would put the dirt, but the Agos Mamanios quotes this minhag of even putting some dirt in by the burial, when the burial takes place in Chutz Laretz. Adkan, the discussion of the Kfura. Now we get back to Kilayim. And the Gemara ends off with a couple of blot. Back to Kilay Begadim, right? We have to get to some details of Kilay Begadim, of what we call Shatnes. Habarsim, Vahabar Desim, Vahadal Matikonin, different types of clothing, Uminolos Hapinon, Lo Yil B'Shem Achi Yivdok. All these should not be worn until you check. Why? Because these, says the Rechai Gadievsky, they're pretty commonly have Shatnes in them. So any clothing that you know could has a good chance to have shanis, so then you have to check. Right? Shebe elu aminim, he says, hayu shriach ben pishtan, so you have to check. Yet all these are woolen clothing, so you have to check if it has any linen in it. Reb Yossi omer, habo amichof hayam, minnes hayam, clothing that comes from the coastal cities, chof hayam. And from far city, far places, you don't have to check there. Because real linen isn't found in those places. Only hemp, as we said, which is the fake, the something similar to linen, but it's not. So if it comes from these places, you don't have to check. Uminal shel zereb, right? We changed the girsa to a beis. Ein bo mishum kelayim. Right, these shoes of Zereb, there is no, right, they're leather shoes, and the inside, you put, the Mara Folda says Levadim, you put some type of fine, silk, Obit Samarav, or thick wool, but it doesn't, you don't have to check them, we'll see, because there's never Pishtan that is mixed in. Okay, what are the, identifying these items? Habursin Baraya, Habardesin Dilama, Hadamatikun, Kovlin, Umaforin, all different types of begadim that are worn. Umenala sapinon dardesin. Reb Yossi Omer, haba mechovayam dinas hayam. Reb Yossi says, clothing that comes from the coastal cities and the faraway cities do not need bedika. So is that one factor or two factors? Ma, chof hayam, umimidinas hayam. Does that mean either or? Meaning, Reb Yossi says, if anything comes from a coastal town, even close by, or from a faraway town, even if it's not coastal, both of those places, you don't have to check, because it were mekel. Oh, michof hayam, shemi medinas hayam. Or they're both together. Coastal cities that do not border the land of Israel. Any of those are the places where we know that there's no real linen there. So which is it? Is it either or is it both? So, answers the Gemara, min ma detani kagon tsur v'chavoseha, kisar v'chavoseha. Since the Brisa gives examples of what Rabbi Yossi is talking about, and those examples are chof hayam shemi medinas hayam. There are examples of cases where it's both. So, hada amra mi chof hayam shemi medinas hayam. It must be, those are examples of both. Okay. So those things don't require bedika because they only have hemp, they don't have linen. Says the Gemara, Hada the same are Barishona, Shlohaisa Pishtamusi Bachomakam. So that's true. This isn't Alacha Moshe B'Sinai, it's just that, you know, when they didn't have Pishtan in those days, that's when you have to check. Avalachshav Sha Pishtan Mitsuya Bachomakom. But now that linen is Mitsuya, it's able to be gone everywhere, Sricha Bedika. So then one would require bedika. So lamaisa, anytime there's a chance that something is shatnez, one has to check. Says the Ritva in Beitza on Daf Tezvav. The Ritvan Beis Daf Tesvav says it all depends on the realities of the situation. Says the Ritva, Yesh lahatir begadim haba mitzarfas. The begadim that come from France, says the Ritva, sitting in Spain. Ve'enam tzricha bedika. The clothes, the begadim that come from France do not require checks. Mipnei shecheskasan litvar bishel kanvus. Because people use kanvus, mipnei sheyosef resolman apishdan. It's much cheaper than flax and linen. So you could assume they use the cheapest materials. Vegamu chazak yoter litvar, and it's also stronger. V'afilu b'kilayim shel Torah, yishlus l'moch al chazak azu. Even for kilayim daraisa, you can rely on this, says the Ritva. And the opposite. Oh, wait. V'koshikim b'shem b'zman hazeh, kol begadim kilayim derabanan. Especially nowadays, you know, there's most of our begadim are kilayim derabanan. We'll have to talk about that more, b'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Avo ba'artzos ha'elu. But in our countries, says the Ritva, Shepishtam Bizol, where linen is very cheap, for Gil Litvarpo, and many use it, so then Alokeh Begam Nagoy, Asilav Shabalo Bedika. Then you're not allowed to wear anything without Bedika, via Filu Kilayan Durabanan, Ta Ischazek Isura. So in a place where, you know, they never use linen, then you could, you don't have to check even if it's Kilayan Daraisa that you're worried about. And in a place where you think they use linen, so then you have to check even if we're talking about Kilayan Durabanan. So it just depends on the mitzias of the times. The Ramah talks about this also. They always have to check because you don't know. You don't know, and as long as there's a chance that it's a problem, then you have to check. Vayter Minol Shel Zarav, this type of shoe that's mentioned in the Mishnah, this Minol of Zarav, a type of shoe that has wool in it, you don't have to worry about Kilayim. Is Asrin de Zarvin Imra Mingo. Sometimes you put like a fluff, like an insulation, like to make it cozy. You insulate the inside of a shoe with wool from the inside. You don't have to check. That's what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. You don't have to check for any linen in there. People don't put linen in there. Kahada de Rabbi Zeira Mifake le Rabbi Abba Bar Zvina. Rabbi Zeira commanded Rabbi Abba Bar Zvina the Yomar le Bar Rishon to tell the shoemaker. Bar Rishon was his name, or just the shoemaker. To lo yachale mesani bekitan. Don't sew threads of linen into my shoes. Why? Because it's clear that they put wool in the inside. Elaburatsua, just use leather straps. You could use leather straps for my shoes, but don't tie in linen because that would be kilayim. Modi Reb Zeira bon da aser piski da amar al dechisan du shari. Reb Zeira says, though, that those who tie woolen belts, piski da amar, woolen belts al dechisan on a flax, let's say, shirt to hushari, that'll be okay. Meaning if I'm wearing a shirt of linen and I'm tying a belt of wool, that's okay. Why? Because that's not a true connection. To hushanetz garmei, because the straps are holding up the belt, vihinachtalein, it could just fall down. Meaning you can just pull it up and pull it down, it's not connected at all. That's not an issue of shanetz because it is not, it doesn't have a true connection. It's not wearing shanetz. You happen to be wearing a shirt, you happen to be wearing a belt, but they're not connected. Boin kumi Rabbi La Mao Mechot Misane Bekitan. Can you put strings of wool on cotton on linen Bekitan? Amar Lon begin to Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbi Zeira Amar Aser. Really, it should be mutter. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Mao Mechot Misane Bekitan. V'almino Kegavna Deleil Boimine. We're talking about the shoe that we were talking about before, the woolen shoe. Imutter Latafro Bepishan Mibachutz. Could you tie flax ties on the outside? It's a shoe probably made out of leather. On the inside you have wool. On the outside you want to tie some linen. You want to, is that allowed? It's not really touching. So, the answer is technically it's mutter, says the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, midino lekach shasha, ho avuhu tofer, betocha or mibachutz. You're tying it on the leather outside. The linen and the wool aren't touching, but Reb Zeira said it's aser. Right, begin the Reb Zeira amar aser. Reb Zeira said aser, so we should be makbid for that. Mo de Rebbe La, behein de yilbash dardesin, de imar agabe dardesin tekitan. Somebody, some type of shoes that you can wear double shoes, like a soft shoe and then another soft shoe on the outside of it. So if it's shoes on shoes, one's wool, one's linen, to hu aser. That's a problem. Why? To lo shalach ilah, lo shalach ha-ra'aya. You can't take off one without the other. So that shows it's kind of together. By the belt case, you can move it up, you can move it down, and it moves. It obviously a separate beged. But here, you can't take out the inner shoe without taking out the outer shoe, so therefore that's too much of a connection, and it's at least kilayim drabana. Right, and this is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch also, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin, the Ramah discusses this. What about a sweater on a shirt? right? You can't take off the shirt without taking the sweater off. So you have to be worried if the shirt is one and the sweater is something else. So some say no. Well, you could really maybe slide out of both of them, right? Pull your arm and slide it out, and then you could separate one from the other. So maybe that's not as connected as these two shoe type of cases, right? So you have to know exactly which what the situation is. Viter Avui, the Rav Safra, Shalom Rav Zira, the father of Safra, asked Rav Zira the following question: Mao meitan pritan gogolsa upiktarinun begotachisan. Could I put some money, some coins, into a woolen bag and tie it with linen on top? Or the opposite. Ma'amitan prita begosa dine, or miktarina bukuta amar. Could I do that? Could I have one bag of, a bag is one material, and the tie on top is another material? So amar lechacham rebi l'Ravuna. He said, do you know Ravuna? Ravuna amar aser. Ravina amar aser. Shmuel amar mutter. Ravyacha baracha b'shem Ravyasa amar mutter. So a different day is about why would it be mutter? Maybe you're not really getting hana, right? If you, what are you going to do? There's no issue of like tying shanis. It's wearing shanis, right? Lo yilbash. So maybe you're going to put it on your back. So maybe it's you're not going to get really any hana from that connection, or maybe it's not a kesher shal kayama. You're going to undo it. Different day is about why it will be mutter, but that is the machlokes about that last case. Okay, next Mishnah we'll get into the start of the word shatnez. Where does the word shatnez come from? As we'll get into the last two daf here in Maseches Kelayim.